I'm joined today by Lisa Bevere, best-selling author and co-host of the Messenger TV program, to talk about her new book, Girls with Swords. Hi, Lisa. It's so good to talk to you.
Hey, it's great to be with you.
Why do you believe it's so important that women understand the war being waged against them?
You know, I think that women have no idea that there is an onslaught going on between gendercide, pornography, sex trafficking, and misogyny. Women are under attack. And the way that I really had this kind of come to me was, believe it or not, through one of the Terminator movies, I saw that there was this character, Sarah Connor, and there was an assassin from her future, and there was a protector from her future, and they have this battle over who she is in the future, and they're trying to tell her who she is, and she realizes, number one, that she is a target, and number two, that she might be a hero. And a lot of times, women do not understand why they're targeted. Is because they might be a hero. And each and every woman has to choose if she's going to say, you know, the attacks that have been on my life in the past have more to do with who I might be in the future than who I have been in the past. And I'm going to begin to rise up, and I'm going to have a voice for the other women who are really voiceless in other nations.
And why do you think many women today should aspire to be heroes?
Because there are so many women without voices, and I also think women don't know how to fight. I think that when we have the dynamic of the Word of God, and we have the truth of God, and we begin to rise up, and we begin to say, what does this look like for me? And a lot of times, women don't even think they can be warriors. They say, oh, no, no, that's a job for the men. But men and women fight for different things. And as I was getting ready to write this book, I realized that there are a lot of people that don't understand, number one, there is a war, number two, who they are, that we are daughters of the Most High God, and our God is a man of war. He is a warrior, so that DNA is in us. And so women should be heroes because it's in the nature of manifesting who Jesus Christ is on the earth. It says, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he would destroy the works of the evil one. And we as a church, we want to preach the gospel, but we want to do the gospel as well. And so I think it's really a season for women to rise up, to let the word have its way in their life and begin to do the gospel.
Now, Lisa, explain a few of the interesting facts that you've discovered about swords and sword fighting and how they connect to biblical truth.
Well, one of the most amazing things for me was the imagery of a cross. It almost looks like a sword with the point in the ground. And when I was reading in Hebrews 6, 7, and 8, it says that God kept his promise to Abraham to the hilt. And to the hilt, we know, is to the uttermost, but it's actually the crossbar on a sword. And so I really believe that the cross was the dismantling of the enemy of all of us, male and female. And when I began to study about sword fighting, I found out there's only one move in sword fighting that is at once both an offensive move and a defensive move, and it is something called the cross in French. And what it does is when you have a hostile, aggressive, belligerent opponent, you leverage back their hostility and it disarms them. And I really believe that is what God did through the cross. He leveraged back the hostility of Satan back on him. And, you know, a lot of times people don't understand the purpose of the cross. The fact that Jesus was crucified was not a surprise. The fact that Jesus was raised from the dead was not a surprise. He told his disciples, he told his enemies and friends that he was going to be crucified and that he was going to be raised from the dead. The shock was that we were crucified with Christ and we were risen with him. And so that whole mystery of who we are in Christ is what I wanted to roll out with this book so that every daughter of God would know who she is in Christ and what that resurrected life looks like for her, what it means to carry out her cross into her daily world and to begin to fight like a girl in a dynamic where she is armed with God's word.
Girls with Swords is the latest title by best-selling author and co-host of the Messenger TV program, Lisa Bevere. Lisa, thanks again for your time. It's been great to talk to you.
Thank you.